is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys and criminals in the White House. And, of course, all of you guys, you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I did not make that up. Somebody else did. Like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The lily has been painted, the gold has been gilded. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, all our updates, our posts, videos, and the such, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or like me on my new fan page if you would. Doesn't mean I'm better than you, it just means we're in this together, right? Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, please do that as well. Bradley Dean 1. And again, friends, the phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. We'll just kind of see how this one goes.
See how it forms.
Yeah, because I want to kind of write off of what we were talking about yesterday. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because.
And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Yeah, I heard you, dude, okay? Yeah, I heard you, all right? That's enough. All right, just hold your horses, okay? Enough is enough. I can't handle
enough
this guy.
Enough.
He's driving me nuts.
All right, just hold your horses, okay? Enough is enough.
He's copying me.
It seems
I don't appreciate that whatsoever. What do you guys think of that?
He's copying me. I don't appreciate that whatsoever.
Okay, this is too much.
Me. I don't appreciate that whatsoever.
Put a sock in it. Put a sock in it, buddy. I got something to say over here.
Yeah, put a sock in it, buddy. I got something to say.
Get your brains out of somebody else's head.
Yeah, get your brains out of someone else's head.
Hey, I told you.
You know what my name is today? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, we just put out a video.
A text
article.
A text article, excuse me. Yeah, yeah.
Jake is the best.
Jake is the worst. Yes.
You screwed up there. I said the best.
No, I perfected the best right there.
Yeah, yeah, the perfecter?
Yeah, perfecter, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to our new Sons of Liberty website.
Okay.
After 57 million babies have been aborted.
Murdered.
The American people are finally beginning to awaken to the fact that the Hegelian dialectic has deceived them. If they would have shown their true intent by running on a slogan such as support the murder of innocent children, vote yes today, the populace would have been appalled, and those would have had the audacity to advocate such a crime would have been thrown in jail.
Yeah.
And that's the topic of the column that just reached on World
And what
Daily.
Was it talking about? It was talking about homosexual marriage, and what people aren't being told is the truth as to what it's really about. For example, yesterday, remember the sequester folks, extortion, just call it for what it is. Well, Obama spends $350 million on sexual indoctrination for classes, namely zeroing in on your children. Sexualizing your students. It's got a picture on the front of the ad with a skinny teenager with another skinny teenager laying on the couch, and the teenager standing up with just his underwear on, pulling the boy's pants off. This is all Kinsey Institute. Remember that pervert?
Yep.
Back in the 30s and the 40s, yep. He was actually
a monster.
Yeah, he was. He was filming. He was creating pornography upstairs in his house. He's a homosexual icon, but I didn't tell you who he was using for his pornography. Little babies. I kid you, negative. And then there's another one out today. The GLSEN teaches Massachusetts public school teens how to have homosexual fist sex. What is this about, friends?
Yep.
I guess
it's all about love and marriage.
Well, we heard yesterday Fox saying that there wasn't a compelling argument. No, because you're not being told as to what it's really about. Just look to Canada. And we talked about that yesterday, about how they attacked the church. That was the first thing. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. This is about your freedom of speech. This is about upending your constitution. But I just wanted to prove my point once again. So, folks, when you get into it and you don't realize what just happened, see, because socialism turns into totalitarianism. Because you've tolerated socialism.
That's right.
Now you have totalitarianism. In other words, they're not asking questions anymore. They're doing it by force. Oh, did I forget to tell you, too? Your sworn enemies, the President of the United States, is giving the Muslim Brotherhood tours in the White House, friends.
I thought that was closed.
Yeah, that's the point.
Not for the Muslims.
No, it's not for these guys, no.
Bradley Dean, how America really feels about homosexual marriage. All that topic we just touched on just broke on WorldNet Daily yesterday on the column. You can find it on both of our Facebooks, Bradley Dean on Facebook or the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
As well as what's going on in public schools. They're making a prey out of your children. Oh, one of the other things that I forgot to tell you, too, friends, is not only they're attacking the church, but they're also attacking homeschoolers and telling parents you cannot teach your children that homosexuality is an abomination. Yes, you heard me right. And then what they did over there, the homosexuals, they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. But you know what, Bradley? We don't want that homosexual stigma on you. Hey, listen, if I have a homosexual stigma on me, you know, the anti-gay preacher, no, I'm a pro-family preacher, you know, so be it.
Oh,
because what is going to happen at the end of the day, kids are going to be spared from these violations, friends.
Sure.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-8-8-8. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So, some might say, what's the problem? The Bible says in Psalm 9:16, the wicked is ensnared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget. People, when we're talking on the radio, you need to understand that we're talking to two people. Christians and wicked men. Either the sheep or workers of iniquity. There's a difference when you're asking for the mercy of God to be shown, because if you have no knowledge between good and evil, expect mercy. But when you know what you do, to you it is sin, the Bible talks about in the book of James, and you continue in it, that's called wickedness, because you know what you do, and you transgress God's laws. And there's a different way of praying for people, too. Lord, show mercy. When we show mercy to a society, the greatest way for God to show mercy on society is by bringing judgment upon the heads of those that perpetuate the crimes. We need to think about Scripture. I remember one time in particular, we had this one lady in the ministry, and we were all praying in the foyer there. And she was brand new, and she was Catholic, and we're praying the prayers of David, and rightfully so. Or Moses, of course. That's where he derived his information from, his doctrine from. David did. The 5 book of Moses, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch, and the such, the Torah. And she gets down on her knees. We're talking about kids being violated in public schools, like I just shared with you a couple minutes ago, and what Obama Nation and his criminal administration is advocating, making your kids a prey sexually, and then going back to Kinsey and knowing who he was. And so they all well know what they're doing. But what I was trying to say is the bottom line is that when we're praying for these people, we have to pray accordingly. So this woman, we're praying the prayers of David, and I said, okay, go ahead and pray. And she gets down on her knees, like she's praying before some man, and she starts talking about, Lord, show mercy unto these people. And really what it comes down to is a lack of knowledge. Biblical illiteracy is really what it comes to. And it jacks me up. Well, Jesus said, love your enemies. I know he did. But it also says it rains on the just and the unjust. And if a man reaps that which he sows, then guess what? He's going to reap what he's sowing. If he's sowing righteousness, he's going to reap righteousness to the things of the Spirit. If he's sowing to the flesh, he's going to, of the flesh, reap corruption. Is that how it works? God's not a respecter of persons?
If I have a map, I want to know all the details of the map. But what happens is, like you're saying with this illiteracy, is they know maybe the cities or the states, but there's no detail of how you get to those cities.
They don't even know that, Jake. They don't even know that.
I know Jesus died for our sins, and he's a merciful God.
Yeah, we got our friend online right now from Freedom Outpost, Tim from South Carolina. Hey, Tim, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I tell you, I've been listening to you the past couple of days, and I know you're just about as livid over what's going on as I am. And, you know, I just finished an article where I brought up where Rush Limbaugh said we lost the issue when we start allowing the word marriage to be bastardized and redefined by simply adding words to it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I tend to agree with that, but I think we lost it before that when we allowed the left to start defining homosexuals,
that's right,
and sodomites and queers as though it is gay. There is a thing to make. Socialism takes words and they change the meaning so that they can present it to you as something that is good and it is not.
That's right.
The Bible is the ultimate authority, but it is not. It is not contradictory towards nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know over at the site, my friend, he took the argument against homosexuality from just nature, not a specifically religious argument. And then I did one from the Bible. And just to shut things down completely from the arguments that I hear, Jake was making mention of libertarians yesterday, to shut the argument down from there, they want to appeal to the Constitution Founding Fathers. And I said, well, here's how your Founding Fathers dealt with homosexuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, if we would deal with homosexuality, then the issue of marriage would never even enter.
That's right.
The debate.
That's right.
The sin wouldn't become no longer not
yeah.
sin. Hey, how did our founders deal with them, Tim? What was it that
it's
they?
It's pretty
prescribed?
Hardcore stuff. Is the
oh,
way
they were
that they
pretty
go.
Hardcore. Matter
yes.
of fact, most people that I've talked to would say, "Oh well, Thomas Jefferson. You know, he's the real guy who's on, you know, equality and rights and all this kind of stuff." But I'll tell you what, Thomas Jefferson. Not only did his home state put in legislation that if you were found out guilty of sodomy, they cut your privates off.
Yep, they did.
And he introduced legislation to do that.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that, Tim?
What's interesting, yeah, George Washington actually marched a couple yeah. homosexuals right out of camp. Yeah, but what's interesting is they like to make reference to these guys like they were just like these guys,
yeah.
the modern-day
right.
revised version
yeah,
of what a man
that.
Is supposed to be, an effeminate woman. And what they do is they refer back to these guys, but if they known the laws of the land, that would be the furthest thing that they would be doing. That would be the furthest thing from their mind is to make any reference to our forefathers, because you can see in many states across the United States of America, it was lined up with Scripture to a T.
That's why the radicals.
Well, yeah, and some of the laws, some of the state laws, even specifically quoted from Leviticus.
Yes.
But
yes.
they all went back. Not. I mean, this is the thing. It's marriage is something. It's not amorphous, and people are right. As soon as you open it up to something it's not, you can make it whatever you want to make it.
That's right.
That's the debate part. You know, we just got a comment from Jack Burning from Ohio. He said, in the war over normalizing homosexuality, lesbianism, and other forms of sexual sins in America, I think the biggest failing of the church is that it isn't addressing the real issue in the matter. All this crap about homosexual marriage is a little too late. Jesus equated a man's misdirecting sexual desire by merely looking at a woman with lust, with
that's
adultery.
Right. That's right.
And we talked about that in the 60s, the sexual revolution.
Yep.
Well, now how many people that are serving in office right now, public office, have been divorced or have committed adultery? Well, that's not even a big deal anymore, not even talked about or considered. So, of course, you got to find the next thing to debate upon to make it not a big deal, and that would be homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I've made points of that with both people like Newt Gingrich. I even said it in the article today on Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he has no leg to stand on for those things, too. He is yet to repent of what he's doing.
That's right.
But it is amazing.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
It is amazing where not only these other words are being misdefined, but love and hate are misdefined. And I'm hearing from Christians, when I go in there and challenge them with what the Bible says, I'm having these guys saying, you're just being hateful to these people. And I'm like, guys, you want to talk about Jesus going and hanging out with the sinners? He didn't just go out there and do what they were doing. He went in there and he was telling them, go and sin no more.
It was always redemptive.
And that's real grace, too, by the way. That's
right.
Exactly.
That is real grace.
That's,
I mean,
right.
We do it with our children,
that's right.
But many Christians cannot take what they learn in the precept and the principle of how they deal with their children and correcting them and teaching them and disciplining them, and they cannot apply them. Matter of fact, that's why so many churches have so much sin in them, is because their elders will not discipline their people when they're in sin.
Of course.
And Jesus laid out the standard for dealing with that, too.
Right. Charles Spurgeon said, if you ever want to know why a preacher doesn't preach out against sin? He said, follow him home. And that's exactly right on. Tim, for the sake of time, we're going to roll. Thank you, my
All
friend,
right,
for calling in. We'll talk
Thanks,
to you
Tim.
Soon, too, my friend. I want to piggyback off something he just said. Folks, in 1913, Webster's Dictionary defines love. 1913. A feeling or strong personal attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration. Manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, for the good of people.
For others.
That's right. They're good in growing in grace, friends. Love in 1998, Webster's Dictionary defines intense affection for another person arising out of kinship or personal ties, a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire, has nothing to do with it. Sexual desire and love? Wait a second. What does that have? No!
Yep.
No, let's go over to the word lust. 1998, Webster's Dictionary. A strong sexual desire and an intense longing. That's the modern version of love. Guys,
yep.
They've watered down the meanings. They've removed the cross.
That's right. They take what sin is in 1913, and they promote it now as what love is in this day and age. You take adult, you name up the Ten Commandments. You take those commandments, and they turned that from being evil, wicked, and bad,
yeah,
to now it's good, it's okay, it's liberation.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You come off the foundation doesn't change, God's not affected, you are as a nation.
Yeah, yeah, here's another point, and I appreciated Tim. See, folks, these are the kind of guys, the Tims of the world, when they take a stand, they're going to bring about change. They're bearing their cross. They're not compromising the word of God. When he said that about Rush Limbaugh,
the
guy's been married and divorced how many times, friends? And he's telling you how you're supposed to live your life?
Right.
Hey, God bless you for the truth that you speak, man. But it's time for you to repent.
Get us
Practice
a real foundation.
What you preach. Bro, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just going off what Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost just brought to the radio program here. I was defining love in 1913, brought it to love defined in 1998. The word is completely reversed, watered down, crossless. And it basically defines out to mean in the modern version of what lust means. So instead of love meaning manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, the good of people, to go on in grace, friends, they have changed it to mean a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Has nothing to do with it. That's as stupid as the American people think in word democracy.
That's right.
It really is.
Foundation, shift foundation.
Folks, really what it comes down to is this. 1 Timothy 4 says, now the Spirit speaketh. And it speaketh, King James Version, expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Of course, there's nothing natural about the lifestyle of homosexuality. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, yes. Having their conscience, that means with knowledge, seared with a hot iron. It's interesting that politicians, by the way, that's not a good word, politics,
many
bloodsuckers. Yes, it's interesting that when you look at let's go to a real leader. Let's go back to the civil rights leader, MLK. He had a real call of God in his life,
no doubt.
He's the guy that said a man of conscience can never be a leader of consensus. He said a man of conscience is a molder of consensus. That's exactly what leaders are. But what people like to do is they like to try to get diplomatic, which Benjamin Franklin rightly said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Let me make a point. MLK back in the 60s was asked by the Kennedys, both John and Robert, to just take it to the courts. Just be a little diplomatic about all of this, MLK. MLK said no, he couldn't take it to the courts. He had to take it to the people because he knew the courts would only stop up the movement, the civil rights movement, as this preacher, this prophet of God, faithfully led. He said no with diplomacy and yes with God because God is always moving. Now, it's interesting, men are always looking for the compromise. And Tim, if you're listening to me, it's interesting that the professed church, they still want to make void of the cross in their own life, that they're willing to go ahead and agree with the new thing that comes down the line from the spirit of the world. Well, the problem is they never left the world. That's why they're so apt to hear it and partake with it. But they love to compromise. Men love to compromise. Friends, this is the definition of compromise. This is Lord Edward Cecil's definition. This isn't Webster's 1828, just to bring clarity. Compromise is an agreement between two men to do what both agree is wrong. That's right. You know, let's go back to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You look at Pilate. He knew that the Pharisees delivered him up for envy. But what he tried to do is he tried to justify himself. He also tried to appease the people. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it interesting, friends, that when he said, you know the custom, he said, every time at this time of the year, we release somebody to the will of the people. Who did they ask for? They asked for a murderer, Barabbas, who was a murderer in the insurrection, a lawless one. That's who the people wanted. Well, they were crucifying the Lord of glory. They wanted somebody that looked and acted just like them. Because if you remember right, even the Pharisees, to make sure that I can pull that rug from under them too, they were the ones that said, we have no king but King Caesar. And they used that argument to have Christ crucified to Pilate, who was afraid of Jesus. But Pilate himself, by the way, at length, friends, he was sent into exile and committed suicide, for those that didn't know. You should see the history of them that meddle with God's kids. It's not a good place to be. But to make my point, Pontius Pilate tried to justify himself by washing his hands. In other words, I'm free of all of this with Jesus Christ. But yet he was the authority in that position that went along with it. He had him scourged, beaten, his soldiers spit on him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They mocked him. They put him up on the cross. Was he innocent before God? No. But see, look at man wanted in compromise because they hated the cross so much. But listen to what Christ says back unto those that allow the light to be put out. You guys know the story about Jesus going up to Golgotha, a place of skull, that hill where he was crucified. On the way up, women were coming up behind him. Notice that. The women were coming up behind Christ, crying over what they were doing to Jesus. And Jesus turned around and he looked at them and he said, listen, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. He didn't exclude them. He said, don't cry for me, cry for yourselves and cry for your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, friends, this is America. There's a reason people all across the world are hoping that the American people will come back to the Constitution and the God that gave us the Constitution of the United States, because they know that there is the hope that they're waiting for and the world waits for. And they're depending upon the American people to get back to who they are, not what the spirit of the world and the enemy of your souls wants you to become through some version of corrupt government that you're seeing take place today and daily on a daily basis in your country through this criminal administration. They're believing, friends, that you are going to come to your senses and get back to your God and reclaim what we are now losing. But man loves the compromise. There is no compromise with the Word of God. God didn't give suggestions. He gave commandments. gave us commandments, not suggestions. I had a guy in church one time say to me, "Bradley, you know, the Lord asked me the other day." I said, "Oh, really?" And I said this right in front of the church. I had to rebuke his stupidity and his lack of understanding as to what the Word of God says. And it still says, because he's alive forevermore.
Changes not.
You know, Jesus asked me, "Oh, and you're playing guitar, you burnt hippie, you adulterer," which he was. Yeah, Jesus asked me to do this for him. I said, "Really, can you show me that in Scripture? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him." Really? Asked you, huh? I'm still trying to figure, what version is that? What version of the Bible are you reading, dude? But listen to the voice that he's willing to hear. Jesus said to the man in hell, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead." In other words, if you don't hear the thou shall nots and the reproof of the Spirit and the doctrine that God gave through reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness, furnishing the man of God that he may be perfect, quoting the book of Timothy, then who are you listening to? The first thing Jesus says is, deny yourself and take up your cross. He says in John 12:25, he said, "Unless that corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it will bring forth no fruit. But if it dies, it will bring forth fruit. 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I ain't asking for 30-fold, I'm asking for 100-fold. "Oh, but Jesus, you know, that's not what I was told." I know you weren't. That's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty right now. Do you not remember, friends, when the man that walked up to Jesus said to him, "Jesus, let me go bury my father and then I'll come follow you." Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead. Take up your cross and follow me." Remember when the man said, "I want to follow you, Jesus, whithersoever you'll go," King James Version. Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Do you remember when Jesus was talking to his disciples and those that were following him, friends, and all of a sudden his mother and brother came up to him, and his disciples said to Jesus, "Listen, your mother and your brother would like to have a word with you, Jesus." Jesus looked at his disciples and he said unto them, "Who are my brothers? Who are my mothers? Those that hear the word of God and do it." Let me ask you something, friends. What is the testimony of Jesus Christ? That is the gift of prophecy. That is the power of the resurrection. That's what makes ministers the flames of fire. And I think herein lies the problem. Too many people have been born in the smoke. That's why they don't know the fire. And those that have been born in the fire don't settle for the smoke because they don't know the smoke. John Wesley rightly said this, friends. He said, "I set myself on fire every morning so the world can watch me burn." Do you have in your heart what Scripture says? The scepter of righteousness, loving that which God loves with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and hating that which God hates. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's how much you should hate sin. There is no compromise. And let me bring you over to Revelation 3. Jesus said, "I'd rather have you hot or cold." He said, "If you're lukewarm, I will spew you. I will puke you out of my mouth." I'm being facetious, but doesn't Scripture say, "Be ye holy as I am holy"? Doesn't the Bible say that we're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3? Aren't we to walk in an unfeigned love? That means not a counterfeit love, or a love that it's called dissimulation. Counterfeit love? No, friends, love tells the truth, and it sets men free. And I want to tell you this too. Compromise does not set men free. It confuses them, and it leaves them into the chains of iniquity. truth sets men free. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10, friends. Be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Bradley. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here next year.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I'd rather have people hate me. John 7:7, by the way. Jesus told his brothers, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify against the world and that the deeds of the world are evil. My goodness, friends. I'd rather have people hate me with the knowledge that I tried to save them. Hey, folks, I got to tell you this so you can understand where I'm coming from. There's not like two hells. I mean, there isn't like hell one and hell two.
Yeah, or in this case, you know, heaven one or heaven two or heaven three.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? People need to understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Let me say it again. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Hey, a faithful witness delivers souls, friends. The Word of God warns us in the book of Proverbs that a flattering tongue spoileth his soul. But open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And most people think, man, this guy hates me. No, I love you. I love you. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Look at Christ's demonstration of his love for you on the cross. And he didn't do anything. He didn't do a thing wrong. Pure, holy, unblemished, unspotted. Remember when he said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin?
That's right.
He never committed a sin a day in his life. It never even went through his mind.
You know, it says the Bible says the just for the unjust, Christ being just, of course, yeah. Us being unjust. Well, why? So that the unjust could remain unjust?
Let me put that into context, okay, because I just read that this morning. Mm-hmm. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins.
Yep. Once,
the just
once.
For the unjust, yep. That he might bring us to God.
That's right.
Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. That's real grace. Mm-hmm. That's a real witness right there.
It brings those, the just, dies for the unjust, not to leave them remaining unjust, but to make them just.
Amen.
And remain just.
That's right.
That's the grace work. And the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, speaking to Mary. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Say it again. From their
from
sins.
From their sins.
Not in their sins. From their sins.
If you're saved, what are you saved from? The objective here isn't hell. What brings us to hell? Sin. You're saved from your sin.
Right.
And then as a result, sin goes out the window, so does the consequence with it.
Can I put it in the proper context, please? I'm not afraid of going to hell. Mm-hmm. I deserve hell. What goes through me is I want to make sure that I please my Heavenly Father in everything before I get to Him.
Yep.
I don't want to get there and say, and the Lord looks at me and said, Bradley, did you know you could have did this and that and this and that? And I was with you in everything that you did and my power was present. And David, you sat there, Bradley, and prayed all the time that, Lord, that you'd be nigh unto me in all things that we call upon you for. And the Lord says back to me, Bradley, I was. And remember, Bradley used to say, as it says in Scripture, that was written by my Spirit, and it was ratified by the blood of my Son, Jesus Christ, establishing the sure mercies of David, order to right in all things. But remember when you said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Do you not remember? And it's like the Spirit of God telling me this. It's like, don't you remember you got Charles Spurgeon, you got D.L. Moody, John Wesley, Martin Luther, our forefathers, and I'm talking about some of our presidents that were godly men all around me. Well, what are they there for?
Examples, witnesses.
And isn't that what Scripture says? That he would write a book of remembrance of those that fear the Lord. And fear is filial, as a son to a father. A wise son maketh a glad father. That's all I want to do, is make him glad in everything I do. And I want to see people get set free. And what comes to my aid right now is Harriet Tubman. She is the abolitionist. She was the one that laid down her life to set slaves free. She said, I set 1,000 slaves free. She said, I would have set 1,000 more slaves free had they known that they were slaves. Jesus said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. But to whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Free to do the right thing by the power of grace and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And by the way, that love that's been given unto us, just to understand, it's not carnal, fallen state love. It's risen love given unto us by the risen Christ, by the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven to preach the gospel through us. Man, we're really on the preach mode today. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing?
Hallelujah.
No, that's not what they'd be doing at all. They'd be bringing down, brother.
Come on now.
That's what they'd be doing.
Preach the truth. Tell the truth. And
the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. So where does love come from? Him.
He's the source.
The Bible says that he loved us first.
That's right. That's why we love him.
That's exactly
how
right.
Can we? It's not based on our debased emotions.
No. And emotions are a problem. They got to go to the cross, too. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I want to read this real quick. No compromise is what the whole gospel of Jesus is all about. He's the light of life. In him there is no darkness, Scripture says in 1 John. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus says, for I tell you, no man can serve two masters. In a day when believers seem to be trying to please both the world and the Lord, which is an impossible thing. When people are far more concerned about offending their friends than offending God. And by the way, friends, when you look up the word offend in Webster's 1828, it means anything contrary to God's moral law. When you say I'm offended, putting it into proper context, friends, is agreeing with what God's offended at. So there's only one answer. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. His name is Jesus Christ, Luke 9:23-24. Jake, you've got the last 4 minutes.
I was just thinking about the people that Tim was talking about, because he says he's been conversing with Christians. Folks, if we can't understand and I agree on the fundamental precepts of holiness, then you're probably not dealing with a Christian. The Bible talks about it quite a bit. The Lord will separate the sheep from the goats. In other words, the goats are trying to get into the pen with the sheep. They're trying, they're striving, they call themselves Christians, they profess the name of Christ, but what does the great shepherd do? He separates the two. The wheat from the chaff. The chaff is growing up with the wheat. The tares grows up with the wheat, looks like it. It's deceptive, but it's actually poisonous. And the Lord separates them. They're all going to that great throne that, Bradley, you said before, all paths lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Few there be that will go therein at. If you read the book of Matthew, it says, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. That's not the world that's out there partying and doing their thing. This is people that are making a conscientious effort to enter into the gate of heaven.
They call him Lord, Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
It keeps on going. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Some of these people that we're talking to about these simple, elementary precepts of holiness, they are not Christians. They may be professing Christian, but they're just not Christians, period. So it's easy not
treachery.
To waste your time.
They're infidels in all.
Against Christ.
In every sense of the word, yeah.
And what they create and what they tolerate is obviously at enmity with Christ. We just got an email this morning. Bradley, you were on a show, actually, the Jan Michelson show this morning in Iowa.
Iowa this morning,
right,
friends. It was great.
50,000 watt. That was actually the station that Reagan started on. Big old station.
Really?
Jan, yep.
Wow.
WHO. Big picture.
Good company, huh?
At this point, they had Bradley Dean on this morning, and they wanted to talk about the victory, and I would say that that is good. Denise actually emailed us after this, and I'm bringing this to the conclusion because it's getting to the end of the program. She said, I would love to host you for an event in Des Moines. Call me when you have a date available. She leaves her phone number. Folks, people are doing this on a daily basis. If you're listening, you listen every day. Don't just listen and say, wow, it would be great to do something in my community. Call us, because we will do something in your community. You can reach us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's contact info on there. Email us, give us a call. We will come to your community. Again, that was off the Jan Michelson show, and we've got some more stuff in the works here. I also, too, want to bring up the My War series. We've slashed the price in half. It went from $120 to $60. You get the My War DVD series.
And that's
series.
Not because we're not getting rid of enough of them, friends. This is for our listeners.
That's
yes.
Right. We want you to get it. We want you to partake with it. Use these. Share them. Share them as curriculum. Watch them with the family. Watch them with the youth. This is for all ages. At the movie premieres where we showed over 1,000 people when we premiered this in the movie theaters, we had people that were 85 years old, World War II vets, along with 14-year-olds in the audience. So this is acceptable for all ages. Lorelei Pavlik wrote this morning on Facebook, My War Series, excellent. Love your work. I donate what I can. Folks,
one response every time we do an event? I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't expect this. I didn't know it was going to be like, or this was done awesomely. This was second to none and the such.
More than I expected.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Amen. And praise God, that's what the Lord always delivers.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
So if you've got an event, if you need good content, if you need training, folks, we've got it all at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and your donations helps us continue to reach this next generation and bring this biblical constitutional message to America. It's needed.
Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love, not a counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Friends, listen carefully. The church shines best in the dark. Now is the time to stand up. This is where God is calling his men and women to stand up and play the man and the woman
right.
to his glory.
Right.
This is how he's glorified. Got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio or Bradley Dean. See ya!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.